My church is raising money to send to missionaries, and I'm doing extra jobs to help them.
When you give your own money to God, you're giving your own gift. Guess what? You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. I'm Zach. Does your Sunday school class collect an offering on Sunday? You might get money from your parents to put in that offering most of the time, but think about putting in your own money soon. See, it's fine to pass along your parents' gifts, but you can have real joy when you offer God money that you've worked for yourself. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, it says, I will not sacrifice to the Lord offerings that cost me nothing. To learn more about that, let's listen to our story. It's called Caden's Gift. Caden tugged his mom's sleeve in the church hallway. I need some money for our offering. Okay, Mom said, opening her purse. Caden took the money she held out and dashed off to class. I'm guessing many of you get your offering money from your parents, Mrs. Hallman said after the class had taken the offering. I have a suggestion. For the next month, why don't you only put your own money in the offering? Missionaries will be using it to set up a school. You'll be giving your money to the Lord so those kids can hear about Jesus. Caden didn't like the idea of giving away his own money. I don't see what difference it makes whether we give the money ourselves or our parents help us, he said on the way home from church. The difference is you don't get any real joy out of giving to the Lord when the gift doesn't cost you anything, Mom said. Maybe not, but I don't get much money, and I've got to save up for a new bike. God doesn't expect us to give what we don't have, Mom said. No matter how little we have to give, God can use it to bless others in big ways. But giving still requires sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed his life for us, and we give to him out of gratitude for all he's given us. Maybe you can give some of the money you've already saved for a new bike, and if you want to give more, you could find ways to earn extra money. Pray about it and ask God what you should do. Caden prayed about it and decided to give a portion of his bike money to the missionaries. Then, over the next few weeks, he was surprised at how many extra jobs he was able to pick up. He mowed lawns for neighbors and cleaned his grandma's basement. He actually enjoyed earning money for the missionary offering. When I'm working for extra money, I pretend I'm a missionary and that I'm doing the work so people can hear about Jesus, Caden told his mom one day. Pretend? Mom smiled. It isn't pretend, Caden. Even though you're not in a far-off place, God is using the work you're doing to help more people come to Jesus. So how about you? Do you truly give to God, or do you just pass along someone else's gifts? Remember that giving always costs something. When God gave us his son, it cost Jesus his life. Ask God to show you how you can give to him. Maybe it's by giving your own money or by donating your things or time to show others his love. Whatever it is, give out of gratitude for all he's done for you. Our key verse is 2 Samuel 24:24.
I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing.
And our key thought for today, give to God.
Hey, Zach, are the names in the Bible changed to English, like Adam and Eve? Would the names be the same in Hebrew?
So the simple answer to your question is yes, the names are translated into English. Even Jesus is an English translation of Yeshua, the same Hebrew name that we translate as Joshua. Great question, and I hope that helps. We'll talk to you later. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.